Last time we started discussing the sugya on Kuf Tes Zayin, this idea that maybe Haggadah requires a kos. The Mishnah says, Mazgulo Kosheni V'kana Ben Shoel. What does that mean? So the Rashbam, in his own pshat, he wants to suggest that it means Kana Ben Shoel, he asks about Mezigas Sakos, that the goal of Mezigas Sakos is to get the child to ask, you're doing a shinui, just like some of the other shinuyim we do at the Seder. So this is a shinui to get him to ask. But then the Rashbam quotes from his Rebbe, the Ribben Yochum. The Ribben Yochum wants to suggest that Kana Ben Shoel doesn't mean Kan, it means Cain. Kana Ben Shoel, that here it's appropriate. Dinhu Shie Shoel Ben Zigas Kosheni Manishtana. That here it's appropriate. Why? Why is it more appropriate to ask now? So he said, the Rav wanted to suggest that the Ribben Yochum assumes that the Haggadah has to be said Al Hakos. That when the Gemara comments on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that Dalib Kosi Takina Rabbana Derecheres Kol Chad V'Chad Navi Ben Mitzvah, it doesn't mean that Chazal instituted a kos for each one of the brachas. There's a bracha of Kiddush, and a bracha Asher Golanu, and a bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and a bracha Sashir, and Chazal instituted Dalib Kosos in each one of these brachas. But no, the second kos is on the Haggadah, not just the bracha Asher Golanu. So that's what it means. Kena ben Shoel, that it's appropriate for the ben to be Shoel if Sipri Tzitzis Hashem has to be fulfilled. There are Shelu Tshuva, so it's appropriate to be mosing the coast before Manishtana, so that the whole Sipri Tzitzis Hashem will be Al HaKos. And we pointed out that the Rambam seems to flesh out this idea. The Rambam in various places seems to assume like this, that the Haggadah has to be on the coast. What's the nafkamina? We started to talk about different issues that might hinge on this question. So the first nafkamina that we mentioned is the idea that some of the Rishonim have that maybe it's also to drink between the kosos, or maybe I should say after mezigas kol sheni. Once you start to be dorish, once you start to see Beitzer and Tzrayim, then one is not allowed to drink. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on Beis says that between kol shlishi and kol revi, it's mutter. It's also to drink, but ben akosos halalu between the first and the second, it's mutter. What does that mean between these kosos? So the Rashbam learns very interestingly that it doesn't mean between the first and the second. It means between the first set and the second set, between kos number two and kos number three. That's the Rashbam's pshat. But the other Rishonim seem to say that it means between the first and the second, but the question is, where are we talking about between the first and the second? The Baal Amor says that it's mutter to drink between the first and the second, no questions asked. In the middle of the Haggadah itself, Baal Amor says that you're allowed to drink. It's mutter. And that's what the Mishnah said, that a kosos halalu in Yirtza Lishtos Shosa, it sounds like between the first and the second kosos. Even Be'emtza Haggadah, it should be permissible. But the Ramban and a host of other Rishonim disagree. They say that ben hakosos halalu imirtze shosa, that means that after the first post, before you've started the second post, between the first and the second kosos, because you haven't started the second kosos. But once you're mozeg es hakos, and as the Ramban writes, if you're mozeg es hakos and hischa lidrosh b'haggadah, you started to be mekai the mitzvah sipetzis and tzrayim, so then you're not supposed to drink, he says. What does that mean, you're not supposed to drink? So the Rishonim have different formulations of the Rambam. The Ran says you're not supposed to drink a different kos. The Ran says it's a eno bedin shiyimzo kos acha v'yishta. Once you start a tzipis yisitzai, Rabbeinu David says that it's not right shiyishta also. You poured the kos, you started the tzipis yisitzai. So it's not right. He doesn't even say that you started. Right? If you poured the kos, it's inappropriate to drink that kos before Sipri Yetzir Yisrael has been fulfilled, has been completed. Because that kos is on the Sipri Yetzir Yisrael, it's on Haggadah. So you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to drink a different kos, that's going to be called a hepsik. You're not supposed to drink that kos before you're finished, because then you're not fulfilling what you're supposed to do with this kos. You'll have to fill up another kos, but this was the kos for the Haggadah. So what are you drinking this kos before you finish? So we suggested that the Ramban, Rabbi Nodavid, and the Ran, they're all assuming that the Haggadah has to be said on the Kosheni. So if the Haggadah has to be said on the Kosheni, so then once you're mosing the Kosheni, once you pour the Kosheni and you start to see a bit of Yisrael Sayin, then you're not supposed to have a hefsek. Not by drinking this kos, not by drinking a different kos, because the Haggadah has to take place ala kos. The Baal Amor apparently argues, the Baal Amor the Balamor seems to assume that that the kos is for the bracha sher galonu. It's not for the Haggadah, so you're allowed to drink in the middle. You can drink in the middle. The Balamor would seem to say you could. He doesn't say not. Maybe you could drink this kos and pour a different kos. It doesn't really matter. As long as for the bracha of Asher Golonu you have a kos, then everything is okay. So this is one nafkemina to the shayla as to whether Haggadah is supposed to be ala kos or no. The bracha Asher Golonu is ala kos, but the Haggadah itself does not have to be ala kos. Another very important issue that the Mefarshim talk about is how do I say Haggadah ala kos? What, the kos is just in front of you? Or is it necessary to actually pick up the kos? So when it comes to kosher bracha, the Gemara in bracha seems to assume that you have to pick up the kos. This halacha is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Moving to packet 18. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Zayin, he writes, Ketzer uosa lokea koshu machzik revius ol yeser, umadichu mizifnim vishofo mibachutz, shtifa vahadocha, you're supposed to rinse out the kos. Dr. Rambam, you need shtifa v'adocha, you need milu yayin, and you need v'ochazo b'imino u'magbio min akarka tefach o'yeser. That you hold it in your hand, in your right hand, and you raise it above the karka, above the karka, above the table, whatever it is. A tefach. And you should hold it in your right hand, you're not misayeh b'smo. The Magi Mishnah explains that these halachas the Rambam is quoting is from the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph. Halachas about kosher bracha, and the Magi Mishnah understands that the Rambam assumes that these are dinim that apply to all kosher bracha. That Kiddush, it's not just Birchas HaMazon, but all kosher, even Kiddush. Gemara there is talking about Birchas HaMazon, but the Rambam extrapolates in Birchas HaMazon to Kiddush too, and he says these are rules that apply to all kosher shel bracha. So they'd apply to Birchas HaMazon and to Kiddush and to every other kosher bracha as well. This idea that you have to pick up the kos, sometimes a person is there, mechabed someone with the benching, and you know he's like barely holding on to the kos. Maybe he picks it up a little bit. He's leaning on the table or something. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be leaning. You're supposed to pick up the kos high enough that it's a tefach off the table. Tefach is not so much. 3.6 inches. Not so much. But you should hold it like a bench. Hold it so that you're holding up the kos. It's a chashivas for the kos shel bracha. Certainly the kos of Birchas HaMazon comes around and says even for the kos of Kiddush as well, because all these halachas apply to kos shel bracha. Says the Magi Mishnah, Rashi Piresh Kosho Bracha Birchas HaMazon. Rashi in Bracha says that these halachas apply to Birchas HaMazon. The way the Magi Mishnah is understanding Rashi, it's limited. It's limited to Birchas HaMazon. It doesn't apply to all Kosho Shel Bracha. But the Rambam expands and he says that it applies to all Kosho Shel Bracha. L'chora, according to the Rambam, what should emerge is that if Haggadah has to be ala kos, so the kos sheni is also a kos shel bracha. So the din that you have to hold the kos and raise the kos to tefach above the karak, above the table, that should apply not just to the kiddush, kos shel kiddush, that you have at the beginning of the seder, but the kos sheni too. It's a kos shel bracha also. So what should emerge is if the Haggadah is ala kos, then for the whole Haggadah you should be holding the kos. For the whole Haggadah, this is quite a chumrah. The whole Haggadah, you should have to hold the kos, because that's the din of kos shel bracha. It's not just the bracha asher golonu that's ala kos, but the whole Haggadah has to be ala kos. The chori, you should have to hold the kos the whole time. So Taka, that's what the Rav did. In the Haggadah Siach HaGrid of the Rav, they say that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Rav were both machmer to hold the kos throughout the Haggadah. Because they're machmer for this Rambam, to assume that a kos shel bracha requires achiza, requires haggadah min akarka tefach. So they held it. They held it throughout the Haggadah. If you look in the Shibolei Halekev, so he actually has a different reason for why you should have to pick up the kos. Where's the Shibolei Halekev? Maybe it's in the other packet. Where is the Shibboleth Aleph? Does anyone remember? Oh, it's on page 6. Thank you very much. I'm not sure why, what it's doing back there. Okay, whatever it is. The Shibboleth Aleph writes like this. Mosgin kosheni venoto kolecha ve'echad kosu biyodo na'ka'oro asal b'smolo, etc. The next chelik. Bagoda minayin kishakorin bagoda noto kolecha ve'echad kosu biyodo l'fishimatzino bagoda minayin she'ena omrim shira ela layayin she'nema v'tomar aleyem agefen achadalti estirosh ha'masameach elokim v'anoshim im anoshim masameach d'shosu lei elokim b'amen masameach ha'viyomid b'shirin. The Shibboleth Aleph says that nota kolecha ve'echad kosu biyado. He says that why is Hagada lakos? Because of koshal brocha. It says ein omrim shira ela layayin. You have to say shira on yayin. And he's assuming Sipur Tishrei is some kind of a shira. So he says that's why you need a kos for the whole Hagada. And Hitaka says, "Nota kolecha koso biyodo." You have to hold the kos. And omim shira ela layayin. And you're supposed to pick up the yayin for the shira. So that's why every individual has to hold the kos. Similar to the idea of the rub, but with a little bit of a twist. It's because of the din shira. The Shibboleth Aleph assumes Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a din shira, and shira has to be on yayin. So that's why you need a kos, and you have to pick up the kos because that's part of the din of shira. So that's why you pick up the kos. It's the same idea as the rub, that you really should be holding the kos for the whole Haggadah. It's like a nuance of difference. It's not just a din in koshal bracha, but it's a din that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a shira, and that's mechayev. That's mechayev a kos. A third nafkemina that might hinge on this question as to whether Haggadah requires a kos is, what happens if a person forgot to fill up the kos before the manishtana, before the Haggadah? I don't know, let's say he said the Holach Ma'anya, he said manishtana, he said Avodah Mayinu, and somehow, you know, in the middle of the Maiser, in the middle of the Hisha Omda, he suddenly remembers that he has to fill up the kos. So what's the din? Let's say you didn't fill up the kos before the Haggadah. You said part of the Haggadah without the kos. So think about it. If you hold that you need to fill up the kos before manishtana, if you hold that you need to fill up the kos before manishtana to get the children to ask, it's a trigger to get the children to ask. So then, lechora, if you forgot to fill up the kos, and they asked the manishtana anyway, what do you know? They knew they were supposed to ask. You prompted them, and they asked the manishtana anyway. So lechora, until the fikach, you don't have to fill up the kos, because what's the point? The Haggadah doesn't have to be a lakos. The whole point of filling up the kos is to serve as a trigger to get the children to say the manishtana. So if you hold like the Rashbam, the first pshat in the Rashbam, that the goal of mezigas hakos is to get the children to say the manishtana, so then if you forgot to fill up the kos before the manishtana, okay, it's lost. Okay, you didn't do it, but it's nishkefelach. It's not the worst thing. They ask the manishtana anyway. So when you get to Lefikach, you have to raise the kos before the halal, before the bracha, so then you have to fill up the kos. But if you hold like the Rambam, if you say that the Haggadah has to be ala kos, and maybe even Manishtana should be ala kos, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is there Hashem L'tshuva, you need the Shela as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Kore Haggadah has to say the Manishtana too, if you recall, right? The Rambam says not only do the children say it, it's not just a Hechsher for the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shela is a Chelek of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Chora, according to the Rambam, if you forgot to fill up the kos before the Manishtana, you got to fill it up again. You got to fill it up and say the Manishtana again. Start all over again. Because Haggadah lakos requires that you have a kos there in front of you by the manishtana. You got to be holding the kos according to the Rav, but even if you're not holding the kos, at least have the kos there. That's what should emerge. And according to the Nusach Haggadah of the Rambam, that Kachi Nusach Haggadah Shenogim Yisrael Begolos Moz Gines Hakos V'Omim Hakos Sheni B'Vehili Yotzonu Mimitzayim Holach Ma'anad Anyad Yachalu Abbasana Barad Mitzayim, etc. That the Holach Ma'anya has to be said on the kos as well, according to the Rambam. then if you fill up the kos after halach ma'anya, before the manishtana, it's not good enough. You got to start all over again, because even that has to be ala kos. So according to the Rambam, you got to make sure that you have a kos. If you forget to fill up the kos, and you have to start all over again, wherever, whatever part of the Haggadah you said without the kos, you'd have to say over again. A corollary to this nafkamina is what's brought in the Siach HaGrid, in the Haggadah, over there, the one time in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's home, the kos spilled in the middle of the Haggadah. It can happen. In many homes, it happens once a year, at least. Right? The Haggadah is going on, everyone's all excited, Manishtana comes, Avodim Ayinu, V'Hisha Amda, and then, you know, the Makas come, right? And then they're throwing the frogs around, and everyone's fiddling around with the kos. And, you know, one of the kids spills the kos. Happens. So what's the deal? What do you do? Don't scream at the kid. That's the first thing that you should, right? That's what you shouldn't do. But what do you do about the kos? So l'chora, according to the Rambam, there's room to say that if you need Haggadah la kos, then you gotta pour a new kos and start from where? Start from where? Should you just continue where you're up to, or do you have to start all over again? Halach ma'anya diachalu av son of Aradim Israel. Start all over again? Manishtana? Played against him? Really? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik felt that yes, he got to start all over again. He told this individual whose cup spilled, he said he should say the Haggadah again, but leave out the parts of the Haggadah that the Rambam doesn't have. You know, there's a machlokas tanoim, how many makas did the Mitzrayim have in Mitzrayim, and how many on the Yam? Was it 50 makas on the Yam, or 200 makas, or 250? Right? So that part he said you could leave out because the Rambam doesn't have it. So the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam is, you know, he felt that was the Iker Nusach. So anything that's not in the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam, you can leave out. But everything else, he said, you got to say again. Because if you don't say it again, it's not HaGadah LaKos. Because the kos that you started HaGadah with spilled. It's not here anymore. So if you're going to pour another kos, you got to start all over again. Just like if the person forgot to pour the kos to begin with, he's got to start all over again. Moshe Soloveitchik felt that if your kos spills, you also have to start all over again. Haggadah la kos be'inam. So you got to start all over again so that the Haggadah will be on the kos. Yes? L'chora not, because it's not this halach of Haggadah la kos. L'chora is not just for the Baal HaBayis. We'll see the Kaf HaChaim in a moment. Okay, but Pasha Pshat is, if your whole Haggadah has to be ala kos, then everyone's Haggadah has to be ala kos. Everyone's mechuyev in the mitzvah sipitzis and tzrayim. This is what's quoted in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid, and it's in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav as well, in page Kuf Pei Vav. But Be'emes, you can be mechalik between these two cases. Between the situation where the kos spilled in the middle of the Haggadah and the person forgot to fill up the kos before the Haggadah. What's the difference? The difference is that if you had a kos and then it spilled, but now you're bringing another kos, so maybe there's some kind of a henshech between the two koses. The second kos really is filling the place of the first kos. So maybe we could look at it as a hemshech. It's not like you didn't have a Haggadah la kos. You had a Haggadah la kos with the first kos, and the second kos is really a hemshech of the first kos. So maybe there's a tziruf, maybe it should work. Masha'en kein, if you never had a kos to begin with, you started Haggadah, you started Manishtan, Avodim Hayinu without a kos, so what's filling in? The second kos is not filling in for the first kos. You didn't have a first kos. So there, maybe there's room for chumrah, according to the Rambam, that you have to start all over again. This idea that maybe there's room for chiluk seems to be borne out by the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Kiddush, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tes Vav, has an interesting pair of halachas. The tour there on page 2, the tour in Reish Ayin Aleph and Sif Tes Vav, tour quotes a Bahag. Kosa Bahag, Manda Makari Shemakami Dalita Mishtoi, Hoda Mavarek Barak Yagofen, The Bahag says that if someone makes Kiddush, he said Bari Piragafen, he said Mekadesh HaShabbos, he said the Berach of Kiddush, and then he was mafsik before he was towing. So he says, make another Bari Piragafen, and that's enough. You don't have to say Kiddush over again. Just make a Bari Piragafen. What's pshat? So the Beis Yosef says, atam avur. It's pashat what the Bahag is saying. The deeper havi hefzik ben birchas hanenin l'te'ima, the deeper is certainly a hefzik between the birchas hanenin and your drinking. Aval le'inyin ha'kiddush lo havi hefzik, heaven the kfar hizke, kedushas hayom, ala kos, yotza. But he says it's not a hefzik with the kiddush, you said kedush ala kos. The halacha is that min ha'tori is supposed to say kiddush bedvar, and min rabbonan is supposed to say on the kos, but you did that. You said the kiddush ala kos. But hamavarach tzarech sheyitum, it's a third, inyin is supposed to be toim as well. But you will be told, what's the problem? Just make another bar pergofen. The first bar pergofen can't help you because you are mafsik, so make a bar pergofen. You can drink, no problem. Comes the Beis Yosef earlier on page 2, and he says, V'nirali, shem nishbach hakos kodem shiitom en etzorach lachzor lekadesh. Not only in a case where you are mafsik within the bar pergofen and the te'ima, but even if the kos is nishbach, let's say the kos spilled, before you were toim, there's no need to say kiddush again. The ma'idam minan im lo toam lo yotza haynu lomad lo yotza yidei mitzvah kitikuna. When we say that I'm a varach tzor sheyitom, you're not going to be yotze, that means lechatchila, you're not yotze the mitzvah b'shleimusa. But the reality is, you yotze the kiddush anyway. That's his first point. But v'yesh sad lezem imashakosav rabbeinu b'sov simen zeh b'shem b'hak. But he says, I think there's a support, there's a sad to this statement from what the Torah quotes from the Bahag. The Beis Yosef says, I think you can extrapolate from the Bahag to my case. The Bahag is talking about where you made kiddush ala kos, and then you were toying before the, you were mafsi before the te'ima. So the Bahag says, make a bar piragofen and everything is fine. But you don't have to repeat the Kiddush. This says the Beis Yosef, I don't think I should have to repeat the Kiddush if the kos spills either. Because you yotze Kiddush. So once you yotze Kiddush ala kos, there's no need to repeat the Kiddush. The whole problem is that you don't have a kos to be toying from. So just pour another kos. Just pour another kos. Just pour another kos, and you can be and you can drink that kos. Chora, there's no real comparison between the two. In the case where you have one kos, the kos didn't spill, you just were mafsik between the bar piragofen and the te'ima. So if you have the same kos, you had a kiddush ala kos, and now you're going to drink from that kos. But if you had kos number one, and then kos number one spilled, you had a kiddush ala kos on kos number one, and it spilled, so where's the kiddush ala kos? You're going to pour another kos, but that's not kiddush ala kos. You said kiddush on the first kos. What's the Beis Yosef assuming? Or what the Beis Yosef is assuming is that if you said Kiddush Al HaKos, that's fine. That's all that you have to do. But the Te'ima is not from the Kiddush Al HaKos. No, when you bring the second Kos, that's like a Hemsha from the first Kos. It takes the place of the first Kos. That's clearly what he's assuming. It's not like the Din of HaMavarach Tzara Sheyitim is that, you know, you got to say Kiddush Al HaKos and you should also drink a cup of wine. That's the idea. You should just drink a cup of wine on the side. No, Havarach Tzar Shiyitim means you're supposed to be toying from the Kosher Bracha. So if it's not the Kosher Bracha, what's the point? What's the point of drinking? The Beis Yosef must be assuming, of course, if you said Kiddush Al HaKos and now you're bringing another Kos, the second Kos takes the place of the first Kos. So it's a Hemshich. So now when you're toying from the Kos Shein, it's like you're toying from the first Kos. The only Shaila is, do you have to say Kiddush over again? The answer is no. Why should you have to say Kiddush over again? You said Kiddush already Al HaKos. So once you said Kiddush Al HaKos, there's no need to say it again. But Hamavarach Tzar Sheitam is not on the coast that you said Kiddush on. So how does that work? The Beis Yosef obviously is assuming it's a davar posh, even though he doesn't add this to his comment. He's assuming that the coast Sheni takes the place of the first coast. He quotes these two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. There in Reishayin Aleph. In Sif Tes Vav, he says, Kidesh, the Kodam Shetoam, Hivsik, Vedibur, Chosim, Vavar, Bar, Piagof, and Ventzer of Lachzer, Lakadosh. Vahu Adin, Im Nishbach, Hakos, Kodam Sheyitom, Imenu, Yobi, Kosacher, Mavar, Lavar, Piagof, and Ventzer of Lachzer, Lakadosh. What's the Hu Adin? Says the Mishnah Bura. In Sifkotin Ayin Ches, Bein tzorach la'aser, the kevin shekidish metchil ala yayin kedin, v'gam toam kishir, af al pishu lo toam may also akol shekidish yotza. No problem. Even though you're not being toam from the coast that you were makadesh on, it's fine. But lechora, it's a pella. How does that work? Hamavara tzara shi'itim is that you're supposed to be time from the koshal kiddush. If you're not being time from the koshal kiddush, so how does that work? Apparently, the Beis Yosef is assuming that the second kosh takes the place of the first kosh. If not, I don't really see the svar. Hamavara tzara shi'itim just means he should make a bracha, he should make kiddush al kosh, and then he should also drink a kosh of yayin. But that's not the kosh that you make kiddush on. So how does that work? Let's say he has two koshes in front of him. And he's going to make kiddush al kosh. Then he's going to pour some wine, and you know, he'll give the kosh to someone else, and he'll pour some wine and drink from a different kosh. Is he going to be yotze? There's a whole shaylev of mevarach tzar shiur that means the mevarach has to drink, or someone else has to drink kashir, or we can be mitzari for everyone together. Let's say you assume that the mevarach himself has to drink. So he's going to give the kosh to someone else. He gave the kosh to someone else. And then someone comes into the home, and they, you know, they had a shaylev. Did that work? He drank from a different kosh. Someone comes into the home and they have a shayla, you know, what's the din? So someone will tell them that it's not so pasha that you were yotze. I mean, I wouldn't make another kiddush, obviously, but it's not so pasha that you were yotze. So why is the Beis Yosef assuming that you could just drink from another kosh? The answer is because that second kosh is taking the place of the first kosh. So it's as if the mevarich is drinking from the kosher kiddush. So one could very easily say in our situation that if in the middle of the Haggadah the kosh spilled and you poured another kosh, why shouldn't you be able to continue just from where you left off? Just continue the Haggadah from where you left off. Everything should be fine because the second coast just takes the place of the first coast and it's a hamsha from the beginning. Moshe Soloveitchik's chumrah is quite a chumrah. Sounds like it's against the Shulchan Aruch at first glance. Because he's saying that you need a Haggadah la coast and it has to be on the one coast. If it spills and you bring another coast, it's not enough. One could say that if you didn't say Haggadah al Kos at all, so then you have to bring another Kos and start all over again because there was no Haggadah al Kos. If you had Haggadah al Kos and the Kos spilled in the middle, there is room to say that when you bring the second Kos, just continue from where you left off because it's like a Haggadah al Kos. The second Kos takes the place of the first Kos. In the Ha'orah, in the Siach HaGrid, he's sensitive to the Shulchan Aruch. He knew the Shulchan. He tries to say some chilek between Kiddush and Dal al Kos. I didn't quite understand what he was driving at. I thought the Poshup shot from the Shulchan Aruch is that you have to assume that a second coast, if the first coast spills and you bring the second coast is a hemshah from the first coast. It's one continuum, and then the Chora, there's no need to say the Haggadah from the beginning. Questions? Morty. Sipir Tzitzim as well, Minat Torah, Lechori, if it just means Sipir Tzitzim B'Dvarim, Alapos is a Din D'Rabbanan. Okay. So far we have what? We have four nafkemina, four issues that this question might hinge on. The question of Issa Shtia Ben Akosos, between the first and second Kosos. We have the question of whether a person has to hold the Kos during the saying of the Haggadah. Is that it did in Kosher Bracha, only in Birchas HaMazon, if it's in Kosher Bracha, so maybe Haggadah al Kos requires you to hold the Kos as well. And then we have these two nafkamina that sort of work in tandem, the question of whether you forgot to fill up the Kos before the Haggadah, and if the kol spilled in the middle of the Haggadah, the Rav felt that they should go together, but we suggested that maybe there's room to split, because if the kos just spilled in the middle, then maybe by bringing a second kos, there's a hemshah from the first kos, and that still is called Haggadah ala kos. One final nafkamina, number 5. What's the din? Do we have to fill up the kosos before the Haggadah for all the mesubim, or just for the balabais? This is what Rafi was talking about. Is it only a din before the balabais, or a din before all the mesubim? So the Kaf HaChayim, so quoted, the Kaf HaChayim, we see it live too, right? The Kaf HaChayim in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, in Sivkotin Kuf Mem Dalet. He says, "Mosgin lo miyad mashma the dafka la balabais, have l'shar mesubin ain't tzarech limzog miyad ala ad lefikach ki az tzarech lagbir kolecha kosel biyado the moshe kosel v'kama." By lefikach, everyone needs a kos because you have to pick up the kos. But the question is, before the manishtana, do we need mezigas kos just for the balabais, or do we need mezigas kos for the mesubin as well? So the Kaf HaChayim says dafka for the balabais. Sounds like dafka for the balabais. Mosgin lo miyad. Mosgin lo miyad. Wow. That's quite a lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Mosgin lo miyad kol sheni kdei sheyishalu atinogos lamashosim kol sheni kodem suda. So the Kaf HaChayim says from lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's necessary to fill up the kos before the mashtana only for the balabais, not for the mesuda. Why do we fill up the kos? So the Shulchan Aruch tells you why you fill up the kos. Kedeshi yishalu atinogos. The purpose of mezigas kos is that the tinogos are going to ask. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be learning like the Rashbam, the first part in the Rashbam. So the Kaf HaChayim makes perfect sense. That if the whole idea of mezigas kos, filling up the kos before manishtana, is to get the tinogos to ask, so then whose kos do we fill up? Who do we do shinuyim to? Well, oker es ha-shulchan bifnei nisha omer Haggadah. Right, the Gemara Kuf design on the basis, we do the shinuyim only to the balabais. We don't have to do shinuyim for everyone else. It's enough. A shinuy is enough for the balabais. The children see that the balabais is doing something different, so they'll ask the questions. But according to the Rambam, you got to be mozik as hakos for everyone. Because Haggadah has to be al hakos. Sipir Yisrael Yisrael has to be al hakos. And everyone has to fulfill CPS at the time. It's not just Kadesha Yishalu Hatinokos as a trigger. It's not just a trigger. It's a din. So if according to the Rambam, it's a din that everyone has to have a CPS at the time, alakos, then you have to be Mosek as a kos, b'fnei kol echad ve'echad. That's what the Shibali Aleket writes. Again, Shibali Aleket holds that you need a kos because of Shira. I think Shira, a little bit different than the Rav. It's the same idea. Right? If it's a din shira is not just for the balabais. Everyone needs the shira of CPS Yisrael. So he writes that that you have to fill up the kos for everyone. Noto kol echa ve'echa kosu biyodo. Kishakorin ba'agoda, noto kol echa ve'echa kos biyodo. Everyone needs the kos. It's not just, you know, for lefikach, it's for the whole agoda, because you need shira la'yayin. So the whole Haggadah is like a Shira, so you have to have everyone to have the kos. So this is nafkamina number 5. That if you say the purpose of mezigas hakos before the manishtana is to get the kids to ask, so then it could be, it's enough to be mezigas hakos in front of the balabais. And everyone else will do it later, before the fika, they'll fill up their kosos. I don't know what they'll do with the makas, v'ishamda, they won't, you know, for the makas, they won't be able to take out from the kos, but... They can have a kos, but the point is there's no chiyuv. It doesn't have to be before the manishtana for sure. Right? But if you hold Haggadah is ala kos, so then everyone needs the kos to be filled up so that the CPS Yisrael is going to be ala kos. Hey, these are the different issues, the 5 different issues that could enter on this question, whether we assume Haggadah is ala kos, or the bracha of Asher Golanu is the only thing that has to be ala kos. So we've developed the sheet of the Rambam at great length, right? The Rambam holds that there's a din Haggadah ala kos, and therefore there are all these halachas that emerge. What's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch? What's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch? Let's examine what the Shulchan Aruch says. So we've already seen hints of the Shulchan Aruch. We've seen hints of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's now look at the Shulchan Aruch in detail. Let's look at all of the different sifrim in Shulchan Aruch. So let's start backwards. Let's start with Tafai and Gimel Sif Zayin. I didn't put this in the packet. I don't know, somehow it didn't make it to the packet. But it's been in previous packets. In packet 13, packet 14, we've had this page. So you could just look into that packet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Moz Gimel Miyad. Oh, look at the Kaf HaChaim. We just read the Kaf HaChaim. So at least half of the Shulchan Aruch gave the Kaf HaChaim. Moz Gimel Miyad Kosheni Kadesh Yishalu Atinokos Lameshos and Kosheni Kodam Sudan. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off, he says, it's the tour as well, says the same thing. He says that you pour the kosheni so that the tinokos are going to ask. And at the end of that halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ukshiagia lelefikach matpia kolecha kol sabiyado hashachosim gal yisrael." That when do you have to be matpia sakos? When you say lefikach, when you say the halal, when you say the bracha shergolano, that's when you pick up the kos. So the fact that the Shulchan Aruch passes that you pick up the kos when you get to lefikach, that clearly seems to imply that Haggadah is not halakos. At least according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam assumes that a kosher bracha requires achiza b'yamin, requires hagbah min akarka tefach. So if only at lefikach you're going to pick up the kos, it sounds like Haggadah is not halakos. Now that's not so surprising, because the beginning of that sif in Shulchan Aruch says what? Help me now. Right? Why do you have to fill up the kos before the manishah? Why? Haggadah lakos, Rafi? Why? Kishishalu tinokos, that the kids are going to ask. So it's only a trigger. So the Shulchan Aruch l'shitas, everything's gevaldik l'chom. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says there's no din haggadah lakos. The purpose of mesikas hakos before the manishah is just to get the kids to ask. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you pick up the kos when you get to lefikah. But beforehand, there's no need to pick up the kos. What's the problem? The problem is that from the Shulchan Aruch you get a very clear impression from the beginning of Tafai and Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch holds that there is an Isser Shesia Bein HaKosos. There's an Isser to drink between Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni once the Haggadah has begun. Again, before the Haggadah has begun, the Mishnah says that it's mutter to drink. Well, I shouldn't say that. The Rashbam holds it's only mutter to drink between 2 and 3. But Rov Rishonim would say that before the Haggadah began, it's mutter to drink even after kos number 1. But once the Haggadah begins, Rov Rishonim assumes that it's usher to drink. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about that? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Gimel, this is in the packet. Shulchan Aruch writes, Page 9. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafai and Gimel, Siv Gimel, in Yirtza Lishtos Kama Kosos, or Shes Biyada. You want to drink a lot of Kosos? No problem. But he says you shouldn't drink between Rishon and Sheni, Imlo Litzor Agoda. But why? Why? What's the reason? He says, Kadishalo Yishtaker V'yimna Milasos HaSeder Kriyas HaAgoda. So that you shouldn't get drunk? You drink too much, you can get drunk. We know what happens. You know, Imenisim Hayu Lehem Yisrael Purim or Pesach. There are many connections between Purim and Pesach, but Purim teaches us how not to drink sometimes, right? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you really shouldn't drink between Rishon and Sheni. In Lo Litzor Agado, unless you're very thirsty or there's a problem, Kadesh Lo Yishtaker, so you shouldn't get drunk. Comes the Bir Alacha in Dibur Maskel Harshus Biyado, and he says, V'kol ze bein akosos. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't drink between Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni because you might be Mishtaker, he means between the Kosos. He means right after the first Kos. You drank Kiddush, you said Kiddush, you drank the Kos of Kiddush, and now you want to drink again. So there, technically, it's Mutter, but you shouldn't do it. There's no Issa Mitzad Hadin, but Kadesh Lo Yishtaker, that you won't get drunk and you won't say the Haggadah and the Hallel. So therefore, it's not a good idea. That's before you started the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, before you were Mozeg Hoshein. But says the Bir Halacha, Avalim Mozeg HaKos V'Yischa Lidrosh Olav V'Haggadah, Ein HaRashay LaHafzik V'Emtzah. But once you're mosaic kol sheni and you started the Haggadah, then you can't be mafsik. Can kosa v'ramban basagos v'chankosa v'ran. He calls the Ramban in the Ram. Umashim v'dvar v'od yoser da'afilu lo hiskel adayim ba'agadah rak mozag ha'kos v'echen atzmo la'miras ha'agadah gam kenosim. From the Ramban zok to Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like even if you were only mozag as ha'kos, you didn't start the Haggadah. No, mezig as ha'kos is the aschol. Once you start the aschol, once you have mezig as ha'kos, you're not allowed to be mafsik anymore. It's also to be shalsim. Also to be shalsim. Upalamor matter b'chol gavni, he says, but the Balamor obviously is matter. That's the Mara the Shmaitza, who argues with all the Rishonim and says you can drink even in the middle of the Haggadah itself. L'chein kosvu atosvus b'daf kuv gimel d'davka v'halal v'birchas asher golonu asa. Says the Bir Alocha, v'hamachaber sosam b'sif alif kedas haramban.
How does the Mechaber Paskin says the Bir Alocha? As a Machlokas or Rishonim. So how does the Mechaber Paskin, how do we know? He says, look in Sif Aleph. You look in Sif Aleph, you'll figure out. The Mechaber Paskin is like the Ramban and the Ran, that it's Osir to be Shosir between the Kosos. Once you're Mosek as a Kosos, you start the Haggadah. How so? What's he talking about? The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph writes as follows. Mosgin lo kos rishon, a makadish lo vimavarech, sheachyonu, vimchal b'shabbos omer vayachulu, vimchal b'matzei shabbos omer yak nahaz. Right? You say yak nahaz if Pesach, if the Leila Seder it falls on matzei shabbos. Vimshochach lahavdil v'lo nizgar chehiskel ha'agoda, yashlim ha'agoda agol yisro v'achakach yavdil. Zok the mechaber, let's say you forgot the yak nahaz, you forgot havdalah before the Haggadah, before you were Moser Kol Sheni and you started the Haggadah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, in that case, finish the Haggadah first and then say the Havdalah. Why? Why don't I could say Havdalah right now? I'll forget. Well, why should I wait? I'll say it now. I remember it now. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Lahavdil taketh kishen isgar eno yochel. Sharei Havdalah tuna kos. Yaknahaz is everything on one coast. Kiddush and Havdalah on one coast. There's no way no mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, right? Everything is on one coast. But if you forgot the Havdalah on the first coast and you drank it already, so then you're going to need another coast. Havdalah is to una coast. Da'am avarach tzor she'itam. U'be'emtza ha'goda osu la'hafzik b'shtiya, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber is clearly assuming be'emtza ha'goda it's also to be mafzik b'shtiya. So you got to wait until Gol Yisrael to make Havdalah and to drink another coast. This is the raya of the Mishnah Berurah that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that there is an issur shtiya be'emtza haggadah. So it sounds like the Mechaber paskens like the Ramban that there's an issur shtiya. So if there's an issur shtiya be'emtza haggadah, so doesn't that seem to imply that the Mechaber paskens that you need a haggadah alakos? The whole Haggadah has to be said ala kos, not just Asher Golanu, not just the Halam. Is the Chastir in the Mechaber? Chastir in the Mechaber. Right? Because on the one hand, the Mechaber says that it's also to drink be'emtza Haggadah, and yet the Mechaber says that you're not magbiya sakos until a fikach. He says, yemozeg esakos betchila only kidei sheyishalu hatinokos. So it sounds like there's no inyan. There's no Haggadah lakos. What's the shita of Mechaber? He's straddling both sides of the fence. This is a chastira in the Mechaber. What's going on? On the one hand, the Mechaber says there's an isra shtia be'emtza Haggadah, but yet he holds that you don't have to be mozik as akos me'ikar adin. It's just to get the kids to ask. And the diuk of the Kavachaim is that the Shulchan Aruch holds that only Mosgin Lo, only for the Balabais, not for everyone. And the Shulchan Aruch writes Beferish that only when you get to Lefigo, then everyone has to pick up the coast. No one's picking up the coast before. Why not picking up the coast if you need Haggadah Lakos? So what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? Choretz Pile Plaim in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the answer? What's the answer? What do you think? Does anyone have a Mahalach in the Shulchan Aruch? So let me share with you what I think the Shulchan Aruch is saying. I think the Shulchan Aruch is saying, like the Rambam, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains.
The beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, works very beautifully. Shulchan Aruch says that there's an attack in Issa Shtiyah Be'emtza Hagodah. That's why he says if you forgot Havdol, you got to wait until Gal Yisrael to make Havdol Alakos. The Shulchan Aruch assumes, when the Shulchan Aruch says there were Moshe Gesakos before the Manishtana just to get the kids to ask, that's because the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Manishtana is not part of Sibirtz Yisrael. It's a Hechsher to Sibirtz Yisrael. It's discussed as a great length. To use the svaras that we've mentioned in the past. The Shulchan Aruch holds Manishtana is not a chelek of the Sibirtz Yisrael, it's just a Hechsher ba'alma. Get the kids to ask so that you can give a tshuva. Okay, it's a Gzeres HaKosel that you're supposed to get the kids to ask. It's part of Sibirtz Yisrael, but what does it mean it's part? It's a Hechsher to the Sibirtz Yisrael. If you don't have the kids asking, you still have Sipur. The Mechilta says that Afilu Beino Levein Atzmo, the Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchayim. But we want to get the kids to ask, because that's a Hechsher for a better Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchayim. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Halach Ma'anya certainly is not part of Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchayim. It's before the Kashas. But even Manishtana is not part of Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchayim, because it's just a Hechsher to the Tshuva. It's just a Hechsher to the Tshuva. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that the only reason to be Moshe Gesakos before the Manishtana is to get the kids to ask. Hagadah Lakos, of course you need Hagadah Lakos. But Hagadah Lakos, you don't need from the Manishtana, that's just to get the kids to ask. Aye, but the Shulchan Aruch still at Sif Zion writes that you don't have to pick up the kos until you get to Lefikach. Why is that? So the truth is the Rav in his Haggadah, the Rav clears a very interesting shayla. He says, why do you have to pick up a kosher bracha? Why do you have to pick it up? Is it because of the pasuk kos Yeshua sesa v'shem Hashem ekra? Is that the idea? That a kosher bracha, kos Yeshua sesa, has a shem kos Yeshua sesa v'shem Hashem ekra? Or is it a din kosher bracha? A chashivas to the kosher bracha requires that you pick up the kos. If it's the pasuk kos Yeshua says for b'shem Hashem ekra, so then the chora only when b'shem Hashem ekra, only when you have a bracha, you kore b'shem Hashem, so then there's a chiyuv to pick up the kosher bracha. But if it's a din in kosher bracha, the din that the Gemara in Brachas has that you have to pick up the kos from the karka tefach, that's a din in kosher bracha. It's not a din in b'shem Hashem ekra. It's a din in kosher bracha. So then, even if you're not saying a bracha, as long as you have a din kosher bracha, even if you're not saying a bracha, there still might be a chiyuv to pick up the kos. Now, the truth is, normally when you have a kosher bracha, you're saying a bracha. That's what kosher bracha is all about. But by Haggadah, you have a very strange scenario where you might need a kos for the Haggadah itself, even if you're not saying a bracha until the very end. So, up to Rav, the chora, that should depend on the shayla. If the chiyuv to pick up the kos, the kosher bracha, is because kos Yeshua says, so Hashem Hashem Ekra, so then there's no chiyuv to pick up the kos until the end. But if you hold it's a din kosher bracha, then maybe you should pick it up for the whole time. If the Haggadah is ala kos, then you should pick it up the whole time. The Rav felt you should be machmer for the second side. The Rav felt that maybe it's a din kosher bracha. So if it's a din kosher bracha, then the whole Haggadah requires the kos. You have to pick up the kos for the whole Haggadah. Efshemen kenzogin. Now, once you see that the Rav is willing to declare such a shaila, you could say that the Shulchan Aruch held like the first son. The Shulchan Aruch felt that the din to pick up the kosher bracha, it's not a din in kosher bracha, it's a din that kos Yeshua says, so v'shem Hashem ekra. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that when you get to the bracha asher golonim, lefikach begins that bracha, so to speak. That's the beginning. Lefikach, anachal chayavim, lahodos, lahal, shabech, etc. That's the bracha. That's the beginning of the bracha. So when you get to Lefikach, then you have to pick up the kos, because kos Yeshua says, so v'shem Hashem ekra. It's not a din kosher bracha. Maybe you take a need Haggadah Lakos. And it's usher to speak in the middle. It's usher to speak. It's usher to drink another kos in the middle of the Haggadah. But you have to pick up the kos until Lefikach, because that's a separate halacha. That when you're b'shem Hashem ekra, when you say a bracha, so then you have to pick up the kos. That's one way to look at it. One way to answer this kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. What's the other way to answer the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? A much simpler way. Come on. You can help me on this one. No one wants to help me. Come on. What's our kasha again?
Kasha is, if the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says that you need Haggadah Lakos. So why does he say that we have to be Mosik as Lakos before the Manishtana just to get the kids to ask? And why does he say that you pick up the Lakos only when you get to Lefikah? So the first Kasha we didn't have any trouble with. We said that the Shulchan Aruch assumes that She'ela is only a Hechsha to the Sipi Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's not part of the Sipi Yitzchak Mitzrayim itself. So Haggadah Lakos means from the answer. Avodim Ayinu. That's when you have to pick up the Kos. But then we had a second question that if you hold you need Haggadah Lakos, so then shouldn't you have to pick up the Kos throughout the Haggadah? It's Haggadah Lakos. What's the answer? So if you reinterpret what picking up the Kos is all about, so that could be one answer. But what's the other answer for the Shulchan Aruch? Do you really have to pick up a Kos Shel Bracha? Remember? Do you really have to pick up a Kos Shel Bracha? Do you have to pick up a Kos Shel Bracha? Who says that you have to pick up a Kos Shel Bracha? The Rambam. Who says that you don't have to pick up a Kos Shel Bracha? Rashi. Who said that? Ethan? Exactly. The Magen Mishnah is Rashi. The Rambam extrapolated from Kos Shel Birchas HaMazon to Kos Shel Kiddush. The Rambam says just like a Kos Shel Birchas HaMazon requires Hagbam and a Kakat Tefach, so too the Kos Shel Kiddush. But the Magen Mishnah says the Loke Rashi. Rashi says that the Halacha to be Magbiya, the kosher bracha tefach, the halacha in the Gemara and brachas, that's talking about birchas hamazon, kosher birchas hamazon. It's not talking about kiddush, not talking about other kosher shel bracha. Efshemen can zogin that the Shulchan Aruch is going like Rashi, who says he paskins like the Rambam. Even if the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the other Rambam, right? Even if the Shulchan Aruch says Haggadah has to be a lakos, and therefore there's an issur siyah be'emtza Haggadah, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to pick up the kos b'chol. Because who says that a kos shel bracha requires you to pick up the kos? Birchas HaMazon is something special. The kos shel bracha, birchas HaMazon, requires you to pick it up. But who says that other kos shel bracha have to be picked up? Maybe Kiddush doesn't have to be picked up, according to Rashi. And maybe Haggadah, the kos sheni on the Haggadah, according to Rashi, doesn't have to be picked up. So there's no halacha that the kos shel bracha has to be picked up. There are other halachas in kos shel bracha, but this halacha might only apply to Birchas HaMazon. It might not apply to other Kos Shel Bracha. Maybe that's why the Mechaber says that when you get to Lefikach, you got to pick up the Kos, but beforehand, you don't have to pick up the Kos. Even though you need Haggadah Lakos, but perhaps you don't have to pick up the Kos in order for it to have a din of Kos Shel Bracha.